Janice Farley, Janice J-A-N-I-C-E, Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, date of birth is 5/27/1955. This is for date of service 6/16/2022. Mrs. Farley is a 67-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of a multinodular goiter. She has a history of a multinodular goiter since 2019. She also has a history of severe seasonal allergies as well as general allergies. She has a history of GERD, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, heart murmur, incontinence. She is followed by hematology due to elevations in her IgE and IgM, and they are also monitoring her platelet level. She reports symptoms of occasional palpitations, fatigue, and hair loss. The patient reports occasional difficulty swallowing at times. She states that she maintains a keto lifestyle, and she reports that she has bad allergies and moved down from Kentucky to Florida due to her bad allergies. She was followed by an endocrinologist at Vanderbilt who did a biopsy of the dominant nodule of her thyroid, and this was indicated to be benign. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, she had a thyroid ultrasound done on 10/13/2020, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 1.3 centimeters. The patient reports a history of an FNA biopsy of this dominant nodule from an endocrinologist at Vanderbilt, and the results are reported to be benign. Next number, at this point, my recommendation is to check a current thyroid ultrasound and reassess the status of the dominant nodule and repeat the biopsy if needed. If the nodule grows greater than 20%, then we will plan on ordering an FNA biopsy. Next number, I will also check the thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will get a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level. Next number, her thyroid labs were reviewed, and her latest TSH is 3.44, and free T4 is 1.12. Next number, continued maintain the keto lifestyle. The patient is doing very well on this diet. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.